Good morning. It is May 26, 2015. The time is 07:12 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning. Day off from the day job, as yesterday was, that being a Monday, the last Monday of May, which is significant here in the United States because it was the Memorial Day holiday, which is one of the first significant major holidays that's on my calendar. And yesterday was a day where we paused to remember those that have given the ultimate sacrifice, those that have served and those that are still serving in the armed services, all branches of the armed services. So it's a pretty much a very significant holiday for me. And I took it nice and easy yesterday, remembering those aspects. Did have the flag displayed out on the front porch. And our walk yesterday, Max and I, into the village, every other telephone pole had or has a flag displayed on it and will have throughout the summer to, I think, to the end of Labor Day, which is the sort of the significant holiday that's of significance that ends the summer season. And then on our walk back, we came back on the golf course, which I have a sort of a bird's eye view here. I'm out on the back end of the backyard here by the cornfield, which I can report has been planted. So the corn season has started, and a saying that our friend Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold on all those fine social networks would enjoy hearing, and I know he's heard many times before down there where he grew up around Lancaster, Pennsylvania, when the corn's planted, it should be knee-high by the 4th of July, which will probably be the next significant holiday of the summer season. Though in between there, I think Flag Day's there too, so. But on our return trip, yesterday on our walk, which we'll probably be taking another walk here in another hour and a half, Max and I, we came back on the golf course, which I'm looking at it because it borders the farm off in the distance here at the end of the back end of the cornfield that's part of my property behind the grove. There's a couple golfers up there, as there were yesterday. I thought there'd be a lot more yesterday being a holiday, but there wasn't. But the golfing season has definitely taken off, and the guys that take care of the golf course up there, they do a good job, and as far as mowing the fairways and the greens and stuff like that. And that's probably what I'll be doing today, is mowing the lawns throughout the morning here, a little bit in the afternoon. I don't do the riding lawnmower the whole on all the lawns now and stuff. I do a little bit push mowing and stuff. I like doing the push mowing, it seems. And I say that at the beginning of the mowing season because it's fun, but probably towards the tail end I'll be riding the lawnmower as much as I can. So, but the corn has been planted. Across the river, the cornfields over there, I noticed the other day driving home from the day job that there's a little bit of green. You can see the little rows of green. So I think they planted a little bit earlier than my neighbor did on this side. But this is right on schedule for him. So the corn should be knee-high by the 4th of July. And you can see the cornfield that I'm looking at on the audio art attached to this particular audio, which I've probably taken a dozen of these pictures, but it's always different as far as looking out. And I can tell you that as I'm sitting here with my coffee doing this audio, that the cornfield is looking very, very nice as far as even the big wet spot out in the middle there, that everything sort of contours. I think he plowed around it and planted around it. And we do have some cows up on the green hill. I can see that the back upper hill field has been plowed and probably planted as well. So the growing season has started, and I'll be throwing in a corn report every now and then as far as when the corn starts. I think the next benchmark is seeing those the little green stubbies poke through the brown earth here, which is probably the best year I've seen this prepped. And I think last year they didn't get it planted until June because of the rain, which we're expected to have some rain, which is always good, especially after you planted something. It's always good to get some water on something that you've planted. So, but I'm doing audio this morning, I don't know, just to do it. I haven't done an audio. I've been a little lack in doing audio. Not that I don't enjoy doing it. I do enjoy doing it. I've just been having a lot of fun doing that program that's sort of at the forefront of everything here lately, Periscope, which is very enjoyable. There's a lot of things I like about it that sort of are the same as what I like about audio, as far as the information you can and content that you can consume off of it from people, like such as yesterday. There was a Periscope that our friend All One Word, Big Rick, he did a Periscope of Stonehenge, which I thought was freaking great. It's just fantastic, even from a distance, to be able to see that I think in my whole lifetime I probably won't even be able to have an opportunity to see Stonehenge if I don't get over there or whatever, but to have that capability to see something live, or even on the playback of something as significant as that. And I think also the stories that are being told, just like the stories we tell on these audio programs that we use, this one being formerly known as Audio Boo, as well as Voice Bow, which hasn't really been used of late. I've seen from the community, audio community I associate with, it's sort of everybody's gravitated back to this program. And I think it's because they took the dreaded sign-in wall down, which I sort of noticed, but I'm not going to make a big deal of it. It is what it is. Just like Periscope is. It is what it is. It's streaming is not new. It's there's a lot of people that are taking to it that probably wouldn't take to a streaming program that we've had in the past, primarily because they weren't interested. I think it has something to do with the fact that it's intertwined with Twitter, that you have an instant audience right off the bat, and just the fact that you can go ahead and I guess the workflow I have with it, I've gotten to the point where I can archive the video very quickly now. And just the stories I've heard on it and are fantastic. And the things that you're able to see you're not going to have a chance to go there, especially the one Claire who does a lot of shots of Paris, walking the streets of Paris and stuff. It's great from that aspect. And as well as the conversations you have, you know, some may say they're distracting, and I say they're not. It's part of the program. It's no more distracting than on the background of this audio, that bird that is tweeting. But we would look at that from an audio aspect. Oh, wow, listen to the ambient noise. But you're not paying attention to what I'm saying. So it's how you slice and dice it and stuff. But I will be continuing to do the Periscopes. I do a thing every Tuesday and Thursday now. This will be the third week. It's called Tolkien Trivia, that I read a little bit of Tolkien Trivia. I've done some poetry. There's people that have done poetry on it. And there's people that are doing, showing their neck of the woods as far as what they care to share, which I greatly appreciate. And I think that's the aspect of it, that people are sharing content on a platform that I think is really good. It's just only going to get better, just like this program. It got better as time went along with the updates, and I think Periscope will do the same. But and I think we're going to have a good season with the corn. As I end this audio here, I'm almost running out of time looking at the clock here, but y'all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble. Y'all live life. Have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.